It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I didn't enjoy having to fire him. But I try to do it, if you look at the press conference and how it happened, try to do it in a classy way. And what he did for us was great. You know, people need to adapt. And if they don't, or look at you folks together, things can change. In life, it's about getting good chemistry and trust and feel that, you know, our record the last 3 to 4 years wasn't what I wanted, and I had given him so much power. He had full control over everything, and shame on me. I should have had some checks and balances better. But he had earned that right, but then the results weren't there. And if you're in the sports business, you know, you win or you lose, there's no gray.
Right.
And I hate losing.
You know, you'd figure if you hate losing so much, you might spend some money to try to fix it.
Yeah.
That's just me.
All right.
This is Robert Kraft on The Breakfast Club the other day. We played that for you yesterday. I think it's worth reiterating.
It's going to be one winning season in 5 years.
Yeah.
Is what it's going to be.
Yeah.
They're not, I mean, even if they win a couple extra games this year, they're not pulling out a winning season.
What happened the 1 year they won, Keith?
They spent a couple of bucks.
They spent a crap ton.
They spent a lot of money on guys like Judon and our guy Kendrick Bourne and others.
Yes. And look, not every single guy hit. That's not the way it works in free agency.
No, God, no.
But you brought in some players who helped that year, and you made the playoffs. Go figure. Huh.
Yep.
That seems like if you really care about winning, that's how you would act. But no, let's blame Bill Belichick and the checks and balances that I didn't have in place. As we said yesterday, Keith.
Kind of did, though.
You are the checks and balances.
I feel like you kind of did. And you can't have that one both ways because you're like, I should have stepped in, but he earned it. It also might not have worked if you stepped in too much, right? That was one of the reasons why I think Robert Kraft got a lot of credit during the run was he hired his football guy to do the football stuff. And he learned from his past mistakes with kind of stepping in and interfering with Bill Parcells. There's like that famous video of him with the stopwatch timing to Bucky Jones. And you're like, what are you a scout now? Like, so he moved himself away from that and let Bill do his thing. Now, it helps that Bill won in his second year as a coach because if he didn't, who knows what the future would have been. And then you get Tom Brady and boom, you have a 20-year dynasty. But now post that, you can't look back and be like, man, I should have taken away all like. I don't think it works that way. I don't think you would have gotten the best out of Bill Belichick had he done it that way.
And again, you are the checks and balances. You can tell him no. If you don't like something, you can say no. You're his boss.
And I think he did, too. Like, did Bill want to trade Jimmy Garoppolo in season for a two? I don't think so.
No, me either. And
did he want to get rid of Antonio Brown? I don't think so.
Bill wanted to trade Gronk. And so there's a number of times where Robert Kraft stepped in, and he could have done it more. And you, I think Bill deserved to lose his job. Bill did not need to keep coaching the New England Patriots. I'm not crying for Bill. But at the same time, them blaming him is lame now. Like, he's gone.
Yeah.
You brought back a bunch of his players.
All of them.
You should be, right. You should be able to spend money, improve the roster, and you haven't done that.
So not only that, but they hired a head coach to replace him that was drafted by and coached with Bill Belichick.
So
if you're so anti-Bill now, why did you hire Gerard Mayo?
It makes no sense. You try to scapegoat Bill for all these things, and I think Bill was a big part of the problem. But I'm not still kicking him while he's gone. It's like, okay, I blame him.
You made the decision to move on from him. It's not all his fault. I think you'd have a little bit more of a leg to stand on if every guy that is on the team was like under contract. But like, you specifically were like, we got to bring back Jennings and Uche and right. Duggar and Onwenu and all these guys are coming back. Then it's like, well, then you must have liked some of his players if you're re-signing them all.
Yeah, I blame Bill for last year and the year before that and like a bunch of issues they've had in the last 5 years. I blame him for a whole bunch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But now with this team, he didn't leave the roster in a great place. Fine.
No.
You didn't do anything to upgrade the roster. Since he's gone, what have you done? And so I think Robert scapegoating Bill is lame. And by the way, I don't think it helps. I think that's a very, very, very unpopular move by Robert Kraft to continue to shiv and rip Bill Belichick like he did in the dynasty. And he's still doing it on the Breakfast Club and the podcast circuit. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it helps. And if he thinks it's helping, someone needs to get to him and let him know. Robert, that's not playing well with your fan base. 617-779-7937. Who do you blame for why the Pats are here? You can also react to the news of the day that Davante Adams, now in the division, member of the New York Jets. It's official. Rap Sheet had a bunch of confusing tweets, but he finally corrected it and agrees. Yeah.
Apparently, he's already in the building, by the way.
Davante Adams?
Yeah.
Okay.
Diane Rossini, he's like, oh, he's already in the building. That was 10 minutes ago. So the trade goes down. He's there 15 minutes.
Quick flight.
Obviously, it was a foregone conclusion. Yeah, no, I think they rubbed some money on it. He's good.
There. He's healthy?
So it's
hurt.
It's a third rounder that can become a conditional second rounder. Let me ask this again, Keith, just in case anybody missed it. Who knows if Davante Adams would want to come to the Patriots, but should the Patriots have made the same offer? A third?
Absolutely.
That's a conditional second? Absolutely.
100%.
That's how I feel.
100%.
Did they make that call? I'd like to know if they made that call.
Unlikely.
And if they could have trumped the offer in any way and made it difficult.
Yeah, they could have.
Because
even the same offer, you have a better pick. Even if it's the exact same offer, you're going to be picking higher, I assume, than the Jets. I know it's only one game separating them right now, but I just feel like the Jets are going to be better over the long haul.
Do we know anything about the contract, too? Are they guaranteeing any future years or guaranteeing any future money?
I haven't seen that yet.
Because that's another way where the Patriots could trump the offer. Like, Davante Adams doesn't want to come play for you for 1 year. Would he want to come play for the Patriots for three guaranteed years? Would he want to do that?
Maybe.
So that's the news of the day in the division. We'll get more into Monday Night Football, the game last night, what it means for the division. Bill Belichick, I think you can cross the Jets off the list for Bill Belichick destinations.
Yeah, he was kind of boom-roasting him a little bit.
Based on what he said on the Manning cast last night. But how did the Patriots get here, and how long will it take to dig out?
So I think Wolf's a big problem. Going back to it, and I know people know the names, but this was outside of the draft. These are the players he acquired. These are like, hey, we need to fix. Let's just start with the offense, because the offense was horrible. He inherited one of the worst offenses in football, right? So he comes in. He hires Alex Van Pelt to be the offensive coordinator.
Gross.
Jacoby Brissett to be the starting quarterback.
Maybe grosser.
Antonio Gibson as a, change of pace back.
Yeah, I didn't hate it.
KJ Osborne.
Not good. Don't
as
need
a
to see
wide
him.
Receiver.
Don't need to see him ever again. Good job saving Nelson's life from the challenge.
Otherwise, that was awesome.
Otherwise, don't need to see you again.
Austin Hooper as a tight end option.
Good fumble last week.
Did have a touchdown. He did have a fumble. He did put the ball right on the ground. And then a few offensive linemen, including Chukwuma Okorafor, who has since left the team.
Have you seen where he was posting from on social media in the last 24 hours?
Parts unknown.
I think it was the Caribbean. He's on like a nice vacation.
Good for him.
Yeah.
It's nice. You get down there.
Yeah.
But that's what he said. So he's like, I have the worst offense. You know what I'm going to do? Bring in players to make it worse. I'm going to bring in players that make it across the board worse. You brought in a tight end worse than the tight end you have. You brought in a tackle who can't even play. You brought in a running back who's fine, but actually worse than Zeke from last year.
Yeah.
So you downgraded the third down back.
Uh-huh.
Brought in a quarterback who's probably worse. As much as we clown on Bailey Zappe and Mac Jones, I think Jacoby Brissett, based on the five games we saw, might be worse. Like, just everybody's worse that you brought in. That's insane, considering how low the level was from a year ago.
And by the way, something tells me we can't just blame Bill for all the receiver screw-ups. I'll give Bill the bulk of it. He was running the football operation. but Elliott Wolf hasn't moved on from Tyquan Thornton yet.
Yeah.
Why?
I think Mayo's trying to. He's like, he's a healthy scratch.
I never would have had the guy on the roster. Never mind when he's posting about taking things seriously or personally rather, and Michael Jordan memes, like just get him the hell off the team.
Yeah.
Why isn't he off the team? Probably because Elliott Wolf liked him.
Good theory.
Elliott Wolf liked the pick. And so Elliott Wolf gets some of the blame for when Bill was here the last couple of years as well. I give the bulk of it to Bill, but Elliott Wolf, Matt Groh, those guys were on staff. And let's see if they can correct things. You're already fearful of the Jalen Polk pick.
Yeah.
And
it's off to an auspicious start.
We thought Elliott Wolf might be better at drafting receivers. Like, we're going to blame him for this. You can't blame Bill for Jalen Polk and how he can't catch.
No. So Bill has nothing to do with Polk or Baker.
So follow that one.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Point is, I don't blame Bill for this year and how bad it is for the Patriots. They've had an opportunity to correct it, and they might be worse. So how long until they dig out? How long until they need to be competitive again? To me, you better be a competitive football team next year. So how do you do that? 617-779-7937. Johnny is in Brooklyn. Get us started today, Johnny.
What's up, gentlemen? Thanks for taking my call. Yep. I'm so sick of this team ruining my Sundays. And I guess I just think, like, at what point did Belichick and Robert Kraft stop realizing that you have to have good players? Like, we have a storied history of great players, not just the best one ever, but down the line. And at a certain point after Brady left, they just said, well, we'll just make do with whatever. And I just don't understand. I miss those days, and I'm so sick of these ones. So just, I don't know when we're getting out of it. Not anytime soon. Thank you, guys.
So I think when that happened is when they started to believe it was more about themselves than it was about the players.
Yeah.
There was a point in time where Bill believed it was more about him and his calls and, you know, his draft picks and his coaching acumen than it was about the players. And there's a point where Robert Kraft actually started to believe all his own bullcrap that, well, he saved the Patriots from moving to Connecticut, and he brought in Bill Belichick, and he knew who Tom Brady was when he first met him.
Sat in those seats.
Sat on those bleachers, there was a point where he started to believe his own bullcrap, and he thought it was more about him than it was about the people he employed and the players on the team. And he's obviously, if the last 5 years have proven anything, it's that Bill and Robert had nowhere near as much to do with it as Tom Brady and those players on the team. Nowhere near it.
Yeah, and we always kind of make fun of the like top 100 lists, right? Like when they rank all the players. But how many? It's been a couple years now where they haven't had anybody. So like every team on average should have like three. And now some of the teams have a few more and whatever, gobble up some of the spots. But you don't have a top 100 player
for going on a couple of years.
Yeah.
Not great.
Top 100 in the league. All positions are available. Right. Like you could be anybody.
Just give me somebody in the 90s.
Nope. Like, nobody.
It's true.
So, like, how good is your team going to be if you don't have the talent? They haven't had the top-end talent. I mean, Brady and Gronk, that was kind of the last stand, really.
So that's why you hope Drake May is going to hit. And I think he is, by the way. And I was really encouraged by what I saw the other day out of Drake May. Really encouraged by it. You still need a lot more.
Oh, and it's so much pressure on him, too. And that's what everybody was saying watching the game. Like, locally, nationally, it was the same thought was, hey, you might have something in this, but good Lord, like, what is around him? And that's players on the field with him. That's coaches calling the plays for him. That's sort of everything. It's like, man, this thing has gotten so stripped down that, yes, you might have the most valuable piece possibly. You might have the future quarterback.
Yep.
But, like, everybody else's supporting cast around the league is better to some degree, whether they have the one receiver, whether they have a little bit sturdier offensive line, whether they have a better play caller, whatever. He's not working with much.
No, and it's his job to elevate all of it. And I think for one game he did. I think he elevated it. But how far can you elevate it would be the question.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.